And that bastard's faster than Walt Flanagan's dog.
With Jay Leno, featuring Kevin Eubanks and the Tonight Show Band. And me, I'm Ed Hall. Tonight, Jay welcomes from Caden Leopold, Hugh Jackman, World Heavyweight Champion Lennox Lewis, the music of Alicia Keys, and Roadside America with director Kevin Smith. And now, Jay Leno.
Folks, we'll be right back with Roadside Attractions with movie director Kevin Smith, Hugh Jackman, after this word from MasterCard.
I hear something kind of cool. You know, from time to time, the Tonight Show sends out these special correspondents to give us a look at the world outside the studio, because, you know, Kevin and I, for legal reasons, we're not allowed to leave.
Not to leave. We never get out.
Tonight we have a very special correspondent. He's the director of such terrific films as The Clerks, Dogma, most recently Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Ladies and gentlemen, Silent Bob, Kevin Smith, come on out here. Thanks for coming out on Casual Tuesday.
Thanks a lot.
It was a tough call between this and the suit, but you were already wearing what I wanted to wear.
Really? Really? What are the odds?
I just went to your dressing room and I said, he's not wearing this.
Yeah, well, tell us what you have. Tell us what you're doing.
The theory, first off, can I say happy birthday to my mom?
Sure.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Why don't we all say, happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday. That's right.
Since a lot of people aren't flying, and most people are now driving because what's going on, we decided to go out there and show people the roadside attractions of America, stuff that they can see while they're on the road. Mm. So this is the piece that we did.
Let's take a look.
My first stop was in Oneida, New York, in the world's tiniest church built in the middle of a lake-like puddle.
So your name is Chandler.
Right.
Do you ever watch Friends?
Not much, no.
World's tiniest church. Is there a basement?
No basement.
So no world's tiniest bingo game?
Nope.
The world's smallest church wasn't designed for the world's largest guy. Is there a world's tiniest altar boy?
Probably, but I haven't had the pleasure.
Me neither. Did somebody pick your idea and decide, hey, why not the world's tiniest synagogue somewhere?
Well, I don't know, because in the last 3 or 4 years, Guinness has discontinued the world's smallest church.
As a category?
As a category, so we don't know.
Well, that's nice that you went out as the world's tiniest church, and you still hold the record.
I guess. I'm not a minister, I'm just a layman.
Just a man with a dream, and you made it happen.
Yes.
Genius. Did you ever see a movie called Dogma?
No, I never saw that one.
It's probably for the best.
Next up, cubic zirconium galore at the Herkimer Diamond Mine in Herkimer, New York.
This is Renee Sheldo, our host, who's going to take us around. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to do.
You're going to be looking for some Herkimer diamonds. You're going to be finding them loose on the ground or in dolomite rock. You're going to be looking for some bugs pounding open some rock. Are you willing to get a little bit dirty today?
Not at all. Now, when we go deep inside the earth, are there really molten lava men like you read about in the Enquirer and stuff like that?
Now, remember, you're not going in the earth. You're going above ground. Get your hands dirty. Here.
Okay.
Here. Look through here. So you're going to find little ones, maybe as small as a pinpoint.
Is this duck poop?
Diamond Jim, can you relax for 1 minute?
Jim, what are you doing?
Mining for crystals.
Uh-huh.
All right. You're going to have to remove the rock in order to find the crystals.
Uh-huh. So these do constitute jewels. These are jewels. And this is a family-owned operation, the Herkimer Diamond Mine.
That's right.
So would it be safe to say that these are family jewels?
Well,
come on,
I wouldn't
Jim,
put it exactly
going.
That way.
Jim, you do know this is a puddle, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, that's a little bit of anthrax-like. That's decayed plant-like.
Did you say anthrax?
Anthrax-like.
Anthrax-like? Does that mean it has a third less calories?
No.
You like that, don't you?
Not really.
I'll be here all week.
After Diamond Jim started ignoring me, I traveled 90 miles and 16 stories underground to the famous Howe Caverns in Howe's Cave, New York.
We're now entering the largest room of the cave, Titan's Temple, and you can see the grottos off to the side here.
Can I do one?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, this is Titan's boob. Right here you could see the mound and the nipple up top and the areola formation. And if this was on a real woman, it would be a woman about 400 feet long.
You guys got like a pack of toilets in here?
Sorry, no toilets in the caverns.
Did you ever see Clerks? Ooh, what's this?
Actually, we don't allow the guests to touch the formations because this is a living cave, and the oils from your hand rub off and stop the formation from growing. So let's move on.
Okay.
About a mile down the road, we found Secret Cavern, the Lex Luthor to the Superman that is Howe Caverns.
So, Todd, let me get this straight. Right behind us, in the Secret Cavern, way underground, there is a 100-foot waterfall,
yep,
a reflecting pool,
mm-hmm,
and tons of live bats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, heck, man, how do we get down there?
103 stairs.
103 stairs?
Yes, sir.
Oh, f*** this. 103?
103. Watch your step, Kevin.
I will. Chicks like this place?
Chicks love this place.
I'm stuck.
Reflecting pool. Reflecting pool. Hardly a pool. Reflecting pool. More really a puddle. Reflecting pool.
Oh my God, it is a 100-foot waterfall and it's under the ground, man. And we can touch anything we want in this place?
Dude.
Secret Caverns rock! Howe Caverns suck! Howe Caverns suck! Howe Caverns suck!
But all day long, I was wondering why we hadn't seen any garish Christmas displays. And that's because they're all at Lake Onondaga, at the lights on the lake.
This is called Fantasy Forest, but something tells me there's not going to be any full frontal nudity in these lights. It's all animals. I don't know whose fantasy this is. It's not mine. This is must be every hunter's fantasy because all the animals are lit up and they stay in one place.
Oh God, we're all gonna die!
This is me when I was in Little League. So oops, he dropped it. And then my father berated me for hours.
Why can't you play? You're not my son!
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Wait a second, we don't celebrate Christmas.
It's been a tough year for Gingerbread Man. A lot of people didn't think he'd come this far, but he's ready to go for the gold, and he's off, he's up.
And he did it, he stuck. The Gingerbread Man has won the gold medal, ladies and gentlemen.
That's great.
Howe Caverns, I should say for the record, Howe Caverns doesn't really suck.
Doesn't suck.
No, we just said that because we wanted to get free stuff from Secret Caverns.
Oh, and did you get any?
Nothing.
Didn't get anything?
No, so Secret Caverns sucks.
Really? Okay. Absolutely. Can you do some more of these ones?
Absolutely.
All right, continue your journey, my friend. Kevin Smith, be right back with Hugh Jackman. Happy birthday, Mom!